3, 2, 1, 0.
Okay. I think I'm good. Here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of The Dehoobious Goals Committee. Yeah. All right, hello, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm glad you could join me today. Once again, even though I have absolutely nothing for you. The cat just walked up. Hi, baby dingins, I already poured water for you 3 times in the last hour. And, kind of having a weird morning, mostly because of the weather. Once again, a thunderstorm system came through, and it rained a couple times. It rained pretty good. It rained when I was up in the bathtub reading. But, of course, this means that the humidity got weird, and that sort of made me weird. And I didn't get to sleep until late, and then I woke up kind of early. And then I fell back asleep, and I slept for 4 hours. And then it got weird. Because, yeah, here, listen to this. I don't know if you can hear it because the air conditioner's on. That was my teapot. My teapot makes this strange noise. It's sometimes, you know. You know, it's the pressure. It's the pressure releasing itself, so. This is a sound that I'm familiar with. The sound of my teapot howling. Okay. And this is a sound that can annoy me and can keep me from sleeping. A typical example would be, I drink some tea before I go to bed, and then I lay down and I'm trying to fall asleep, and then my teapot goes, and it does it at random intervals. See, it's not doing it now. Now it's just kind of going. If you had headphones on, you could probably hear that. And so I hear that. I can hear that at night. And then if I hear that at night, I realize I'm not going to sleep. So I have to reach up and you know, push this little button down to release the pressure. And then, you know, leave it that way. So it won't make any noise. Well, anyway, this morning, I woke up again at just about 9:30. And I could hear my teapot. And my teapot's going, I'm like, God damn it. And so, of course, I sort of reach up and I start feeling around for my teapot. And I find it. But guess what? Yeah, that's right. The button is already pressed down. That is not my teapot I'm hearing. Now, if you had to guess, what do you think that it was that I was actually hearing? Where was that noise coming from? Yeah. You know, it also doesn't help that I'm, you know, laying there. I just woke up, so I'm still half asleep. So it takes a while. Oh my God, what does that sound like? What's going on? Well, if you just happen to guess, Tobe, maybe it's those chickens you live next door to. You'd be right. Okay. And that's a good way to segue into the chicken report. Opening the garage door. Oh, it's overcast. Nice and overcast. It's a little cool, but it's going to get hot and humid. Yuck. Okay, here we go. The current time is 1935 UTC, and that means it's time for the Chicken Report. All right, I turn to my left and I can see chickens. I see the big black chicken. I think that chicken might be the one that's howling all the time. We got white chicken, two black chickens, three black chickens. The Silky and the other black chicken are up here in the corner right by me. Hi, you guys. Hello, chickeny chickens. Well, hello, bucka 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 to you too. And gray chicken is in the corner just sitting down, chilling. Everybody else is kind of walking around. Well, buck buck to you too, including these silkies that are right up here next to me. There's a little rock wall that's about 60 centimeters high between me and these chickens. Hi, hello. And they're about a meter away, and they're kind of pecking at the fence. Oh, well, hello. Super big chicken went brucka bruck, went hopping around. And we're jumping, and we're just checking out the corner of the run here. Yes, hello. Hello, it's good to see you today. I'm glad you guys are having some chickeny fun. Yeah, bucka bucka. There's a little plant here. What is it? But there's a plant growing up against the side of the run here, and they like to stick their beaks through the wire and try to brucka bruck to you too, and sort of pull at these plants. Yeah, what are you guys doing? This one, Silky's walking around weird. He's high-stepping. Do they all do that? Or yeah, I guess that's what they all do. They all walk that way. I thought maybe it was a little muddy. It did rain. The inside of the run is a little damp, but I think they're good. Yes, hello. I've got all the chickens paying attention to me, except for Gray Chicken, who's still in the corner over there. But she's turned around and looking at me. She says, hello. You know what else occurs to me is this might be a rooster, this particular chicken. He's so big. No, they wouldn't have a rooster because they're doing this for egg production. All right, one of the Silkies went over into the other corner with the gray chicken. Might sit down. The Silky's thinking about sitting down next to the gray chicken. Oh, he's flexing his wing and he's flexing his legs. He's stretching out. That's what I do. I like to stretch too. Okay, now the white chicken went over to that corner. And one of the black chickens, the other Silky, is playing on this log. Jumped up on a log and said, what's on this log? Oh, I heard that Silky was trying to say something to me. Rack-a-rack. Brack-a-brack. That wasn't our Silky. That was big black chicken chasing one of the other little black chickens. And now this... Hey, don't chase my Silky. There's some chicken chasing going on around in here. It's a chicken chase. Bucka, bucka, bucka. Okay. Yeah, look at this. That's the chicken report. I think that's going to do it for the chicken report. They're just hanging around doing chicken stuff. As I look down onto the ground right here next to my foot, there's a little piece of bark that has some fungus on it. And that fungus is P. citrinus. So I'm wondering if that means we got to check my yard for more fungus. Oh, three more chickens came over into this corner. Hi, one of the Silkies and the two little black chickens that are also blue. Bucka, bucka, buck. Shiny blue chickens. Everybody loves shiny blue chickens. Yeah, and Silkies. Silkies and shiny blue chickens. Always so nice. Who is this that has just pulled up into the other drive? None of my damn business, and it doesn't matter, so. Yeah. Okay. The Silky is now the highest chicken because he just jumped up on... Oh, no, black chicken just jumped up onto the log too. No, I'm the highest chicken. And now they're all low again. Low ground-based chickens. Yes, hello, Baka Box. Well, hello. This black chicken is talking to me. Well, hello, yeah, hi.
Yeah, I'm just hanging out. What are you guys doing? Did you stay inside during the rain? It rained last night. You guys got any mushrooms? Got any mushrooms over there? No? Okay, I'm gonna go look for some mushrooms now. Okay, so Black Chicken went into the other corner. So I'm free to find fungus. Once again, we're gonna go over here by one of my trees. Because I thought I saw something. Yeah. There's some... What is this? Yeah, some kind of Coprinus in here. Not inky caps, but something else. At the base of the tree. Looking around. Oh, here's a little something. Some little... another little Coprinus. LBM type Coprinus just popped up. Bloop, right there. Kind of small. It's got a very skinny stalk, about 1.5 millimeters in diameter. It's about 5 centimeters long, and the cap is a hemispherical half ball. I guess that's what hemisphere means. About 1 centimeter in diameter. Tall and skinny. Tall and skinny. Let's go over here to my other tree. See if we can find some stuff. Oh, yes. Here's another little one of those Coprinuses like I just described. And another, and another, and another. Okay, yeah, we got a bunch over here, a bunch over there. And we got... What is this little guy? We got something else here that is... What is it? It's not a bolete. It's not Coprinus. Is this... I'm going to poke it to see if it turns blue, to see if it's one of my Piperatus mushrooms. It's not. I didn't really think that it was. Ooh, okay, so we've got 3 species in my yard today. We got P. citrinus, we got these little guys, and we got those little guys. What else we got? What else we got? We got to have something more excitinger. And funner. What I want are some more of these Piperatus boletes because they are so cool. I used to get them all the time. Okay, here's another. Yeah, that's another one of these guys. Oh, there's 2 of them. There's one hiding under here. Okay. Looking around. I'm stalking around. Oh, yes. Oh, and here's another one. Except this is one of those guys. All right, but I have some good news. I'm stalking around here in my new grass, and yep, we got one just about 1 meter from my decorative fence here. We got another one of these bad boys. Oh, it's growing a little bit crooked. I'm gonna straighten them out in the brand new grass. Okay, yeah, we've got one of these blue staining boletes. I'm gonna poke it. Doot. I gave it a little poke, and I'm waiting for it to turn blue. And yep, there it is. You can now see my fingernail mark turn blue. This is a really cool mushroom. This one's got a stalk that's about 5 millimeters in diameter. It's about 6 centimeters tall. And the cap is reddish yellow, about 4 centimeters wide in the wide spot. 3 centimeters going that way. And it's yellow. And the underside is yellow. And there's no gills. It just looks like yellow sponge. It is spongiform. Ooh, now I gotta get up. Alright. And you sort of don't want to eat these. Because they're very... Well, they're called Piperatus for a reason. They're peppery. They're acrid. They are not super delicious. Oh, and here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more of these. Plus these. Is that the same or that different? These are the same. Those are the same as those. Those are the same as those. Okay, yeah, we've got 4 different species of mushrooms in my front yard today. Okay, what else we got? Still looking around. I still got some bald spots in my yard where I need to grow some more grass, but over here, look, in this spot that used to be totally crap, it's now super grassy. And it's very skinny grass. It's very thin blades of grass, unlike my other grassles. Okay, let's move back towards the tree. Well, we just got tons of traffic in my neighborhood this morning. It's kind of early. Yeah, here's some stuff up against the bricks. Those are those same things that are over there. I don't see any other pepperatus. They don't grow over here. Here's some more of these little caprini. Do we have any more pepperatus? Nope, doesn't look like it. What's this under here? Oh, okay. Over here, between my tree and the street. Wait, what's this? We got... Do we or do we not have something? This is nothing. What is this? There's something poking up out of the ground, and I can't... Oh, here's another one. Here's another one. Yes, okay. I'm pretty sure I know what these are. These are puffballs. These are not pear puffs like we normally see out in the forest and stuff. These are white puffs, and they're small. These are maybe 1 centimeter in diameter. This one's 1 centimeter in diameter. This one's about 8.5 millimeters in diameter. Here's some more of these caprinus too. Okay, we haven't seen the puffs in a while. But yeah, a number of years ago, I used to get puffballs around this tree, at the base of this tree. I can't believe we're finding some. That's five. That's five species of mushrooms in my front yard. Thanks, rain. But now, it's starting to get a little bit too warm and weird for me. Too humid. So let's just check the mail real quick. Ooh, I got nothing. What's that? That's nothing either. Okay. Oh. I'm going to work my way back indoors. Well, Gray Chicken is over here in this corner now. Hello, Gray Chickens. Hello, Gray Chicken. I'm waving at my chickens. I'm going back inside, all chickens. I love chickens. Oh, moving a little slow today. You know, when I woke up, I was kind of creaky. And my thigh muscles were a little bit burny. Well, hi, Dingins. Yeah, hello, I know what you want. Come on. All right, so I come back inside. The first thing I run into is, of course, the cat. And so we are going to pick up the kitty water, pour it out, and then flush the toilet. Put the bowl back on the ground. And for some reason, she's not... Come on, Dingins! Are you going to come in here and drink your kitty water or not? Okay, this is where I come out and I reach out with my foot. I was going to tap her on the butt, but she stood up and now she's walking into the bathroom for me to pour her kitty water. Here you go, thirsty McGingers. Who's the thirstiest baby in Baby Town? Oh, it's you. Okay. Yeah. This is my life. Why am I still so damn sinusy? I took that damn pill an hour ago and... Yeah, okay. Maybe instead of worrying about my sinuses, we need to get into some synth.
Okay, we have synth. And where's that distortion coming from? I don't know. Let's slow it down. Distorting. It must be distorting in the mixer. I'm up in synth zone 4. That's why things are weird. I got some drums going too. Actually more to this. That's fun. And we got bass. We got bass that seems to be out of tune. Let's do this. Okay. Are we gonna do anything melodic with this? I don't know. Do we? I guess we could. If we take some out of Florian, out of sequencer 2, we could put it into here. This might do something. Certainly. Okay, let's adjust this. Now it doesn't work anymore? Well, they just have to be very high. Okay. I'm gonna dial that back a little bit. Well, I didn't mean to go that far. Wow, there's not much wiggle room there. None whatsoever. See, that side doesn't have any pitch going into it. We need to fix that bass. Much better. Thank you. is going on there. All right, well, I'm not entirely sure what this is, but it sounds kind of cool. But I don't have more cables. Ah, this is the end of the line. Maybe we'll do something with this later. I'm out of here.